And now we join Mr. Mark Weber for the first hour of Garden Talk. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marianne. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. I've had coffee. How are you?
I am wonderful. You know, Mary, it is August 26th of the year 2017. And the days of August and summer are nearly gone. And the seasons of corn stalks and pumpkins and scarecrows and mums is almost upon us. And the season to sow grass seed is now, but also the season to plant and improve your yard, garden, and landscape is now. And get all those gardening questions answered and all those ideas given at 457-1290 as we begin the first hour of what will be 3 great hours of great gardening advice on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Morning to each and every one of you as we begin the first hour of what will be 3 great hours of great gardening advice right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. If you'd like to be part of this morning's broadcast, we would love to hear your voices today at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. That'll put you into the Master Control Studios, where our executive producer will be happy to take your calls. And we've got a lot of ground to cover today. No matter what your question may be about your lawn, your landscape, your trees, your plants, if you're interested to talk about the flooding events that are occurring right now down in Texas, we'd love to talk about those effects on plants. And no matter where you might live, if you live in Dayton, Ohio, or if you live in New York, or if you live in California, we have a phone line for you at 457-1290 as we continue what we do each and every Saturday morning here on WHIO Radio, which is give you the greatest advice that you can find anywhere as it relates to your yard, garden, and landscaping chores. First of all, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do this every week. We've been doing this now for 27 years, believe it or not. It's our 27th year at doing this. And we're very honored that you take time out of every Saturday morning to listen to Garden Talk. This is like a name in our title, Garden Talk. We talk about gardening and landscaping and trees and all the stuff that goes on with your landscape. A little bit about myself. I am the president and co-founder of a company called Mark Weber's Landscaping, who we will be actually having our 20th anniversary here next week. We'll be 20 years in the making. It's hard to believe that all that time, and we're still doing the same things that we still love to do. I hold 2 degrees in horticulture from the Ohio State University. I also have a minor in agricultural economics. I am designated by the International Society of Arboriculture, and that's the study of trees for those who don't know what arboriculture is, as a board-certified master arborist. Less than 2% of all the certified arborists in the world carry that designation. I am also a track qualified arborist, which means tree risk assessment qualification, which means I figure out if the tree is going to break, how is it going to break, and where it's going to break. I'm also a licensed tree expert. There's very few of us around in the great state of Ohio. And additionally, I've been designated by the American Society for the Horticultural Sciences as a professional certified horticulturalist, and about 79 of us across the United States. So when you call 457-1290, you're going to get great expert advice on how to maintain, how to grow the best lawn and landscape, and most importantly, how to have some of the best landscaping that money can buy. We talk a lot about the sciences of how plants grow. We spend a lot of time talking about best practices, but we also would love to kind of guide you. We really love challenges here on Garden Talk. Challenges are where you bring questions to the forum with your ability to ask that question, and then I will be able to give you the analysis and the expert analysis on how one should maintain that particular situation or improve it. There's a lot of things going on this time of year in the landscape, and one of which that many of you really missed the big boat on is sowing grass seed. Believe it or not, and I know many of you are probably thinking this morning that it's the dog days of summer, the locusts are howling and singing and all that, and why are we talking about planting when it's hot and dry? First of all, it's been probably one of the nicest summers that I can remember as far as temperature has been concerned. But the season to sow grass seed is now. And every day that goes by in this month and the first half of the next month that you don't sow grass seed, you are losing upon some great opportunities to really improve your yard. Grass seed will germinate very readily this time of the year. The soils are warm. All they need is a little of H2O, and that's water, and they need to be kept moist. Many parts of Southwest Ohio, particularly where we're located at, are become very, very dry, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to make the strong recommendation to turn on the sprinklers. Important factoid is that a lot of plant stress occurs related to late summer dryness. And we've gone through a very wet year, and now we're in kind of a dry season. Be sure to water your plants. Also, if you own pine trees and spruce trees, I have seen a number of them starting to bite the bullet. Unfortunately, they're biting the bullet be related to bark beetles. And we're going to talk a little bit later this morning about what bark beetles are. And how once you have them, you pretty much are in a situation where you're not going to be able to do a whole lot. And they're really a pest that occurs once the plant is in incredibly bad condition. And we'll talk a little bit about bark beetles today also. And we're also going to go in the garden kitchen. We're going to talk about a really neat vegetable called Brussels sprouts. We're also going to do a What Plant I Am today. We're also going to go in the garden. We're going to talk about, guess what we're going to talk about today? Naked ladies in the garden. So we're going to talk about naked ladies. It's a really cool plant. It really is. We'll talk about that as well. Plus, take your calls at 457-1290. Also, this is the season, usually in August, when we have a boatload of mantises in the landscape. And those are praying mantises. And a lot of people are fearful of these little dudes, and I tell you what, they are very entertaining in the garden, but also very beneficial insect, and this time of year also gives rise typically to many, many, many different types of predatorial insects in the landscape, and we're going to talk about some of the identification characteristics with that so that you don't kill the good bugs, but only go after the bad bugs with that. Well, folks, it's about 6:14 in about 30 seconds. We're going to go into the newsroom for an update on red alert update because there's a bad accident on the interstate. We'll check up on Mario. Will give us that update here in about 15 seconds, and when we return back, we'll give you an updated weather forecast, and along with that as well, take your calls at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is a traffic red alert. The eastbound ramp from 70 to northbound 75 is closed after a semi rolled off the ramp this morning. The ramp will remain closed indefinitely as crews work to remove it from the roadway. Again, that's the eastbound ramp from 70 to northbound 75 that is closed. I'm Mary Worden on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Why do the good die young, Val?
It's just not right, Jim.
Not when we have the technology.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Air conditioners.
Oh.
Perfectly good AC systems.
Taken too young.
Before their time.
Stop the madness.
Let CJS keep your AC healthy.
And running longer.
A unit 8 to 10 years old.
Is too young to die.
Especially with annual tune-ups.
By CJS trained in timely techs.
Getting you more years from your system.
But there comes a time.
When your AC can't go on.
Or costs too much to run.
That's replacement time.
Yikes.
Yeah, who yearns to buy a new AC system?
So we make it easier.
With manufacturer rebates,
energy rebates,
and CJS efficiency bonuses.
We pair your house
with a system that fits your needs
and your budget.
Professionally installed
by clean, screen,
trained, and timely
CJS techs
who aren't done till you're delighted.
Whether it's CJS service
helping you get more years from your system,
or CJS replacement
helping you get more system for your money,
everything we do
is all about you.
He's Jim.
She's Val.
We're CJS.
HeatingandAir.com.
It's back to school time. This is Sergeant Mark on behalf of Hauer Music reminding you to drive safely with young people back on the street.
School days. That means more than reading, writing, and arithmetic. It means music education.
And for five generations, Hauer Music has been the center of music education in the Dayton area. They offer exclusive rent-to-own programs for young people in the midst of their music-making journey.
Come into Hauer Music and explore their extensive selection of value-priced band instruments and music education programs.
Hauer Music is where I got started making music years ago. The great benefit of music is once you pick up an instrument, you can play it the rest of your life. Music has impacted every phase of my life. Our police band played music and educated thousands of young Daytonians for many years. Music made a difference. Get the young ones in your life off to a great start.
So if your young musician wants to toot their own horn or beat their own drum, the symbol of music excellence is Hauer Music. Celebrating 80 years making music in the Miami Valley, Route 725 in Centerville. Go to HauerMusic.com.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. Families often remark that pre-planning was the greatest gift a parent has given them. Act with love, plan ahead, and talk about what you might want. Help your family by relieving the burden of difficult financial and emotional decisions during a time of grief. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
Big box stores.
Hello? Can anybody help me?
Aren't always the best solution. When shopping for custom window treatments, trust Carnation Blinds, your local shutter and window treatment company, where we bring the showroom to you. Free measurements and consultations are always the style at Carnation Blinds, and our products are higher quality and cheaper than any of those big box stores or websites. For blinds, shades, valances, drapery, shears, shutters, and more, call 643-2907 or see carnationblindsandshutters.com.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
When you look at your trees, do you see dead or hanging branches? Are leaves turning yellow or falling off? If your trees don't look healthy, or if you're worried that they may be unsafe, call the tree care professionals at Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated tree care company staffed with ISA certified arborists serving Greater Dayton. Visit their website at arbor-experts.com or call them at 937-233-4118. That's Arbor Experts at 233-4118.
Did you know that you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-696-5524. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. 1-800-696-5524. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now. 1-800-696-5524. That's 1-800-696-5524. 5524.
Cox Media Group has grown more businesses than any other media organization in Dayton. This September, MediaWorks will show you how to grow your business across our powerful brands. Register at ohiomediaworks.com/one or text CMG to 47464.
You know that summer weather is unpredictable.
Remember that when you hear these tones.
You're never more than a few minutes away from urgent Storm Center weather information. Storm Center 7 on the radio is on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:21, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. And, of course, if you got a gardening question, we would love to hear your voices today at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Lots of sunshine in the forecast for today and very nice temperatures. We're looking at a high around 77 degrees. For tonight, mainly clear skies, overnight low down to 55. And for Sunday, more sunshine in the forecast, temperatures warming up just a bit with a high around 81. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar is clear. We're resting at 55 delightful degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And the views and opinions expressed here in Garden Talk are purely based on science and best practices for your yard, garden, and landscaping. And I'm going to spend a few minutes this morning talking about having a smart garden. That's right, a smart garden. You ever heard everybody has a smart car and they have a smart house and they have a smart everything, right? The house and the car know more than you, right? I hope not, at least. You know, a smart garden really begins with understanding what plants really need. A really strong foundation for any type of a landscape garden is knowing some of the basic things that plants need. And meeting those needs also reduces the amount of water that we will apply to those plants. It'll also reduce the amount of pesticides and fertilizers that we need to apply to those plants. So having a smart garden and lowering our maintenance costs and lowering our maintenance time And increasing or decreasing the amount of work we have, it really begins with smart gardening. But a word of caution, you know, natives, you hear a lot of people talk about native plant, native this, native that. Be careful. The word native does not mean carefree. We need to set that forward. There is no such thing as a carefree plant. Every plant in cultivation requires some degree of care. Does it mean that you're out there tending it every day or every week? No. It may mean tending once a year, but it does require some tending. And the reality is that smart gardening really begins with knowing what the site conditions will allow for that particular or any group of plants to grow. So if you can match the site conditions with plants that are less tedious to care for, you're going to end up with a smart garden. And the site conditions include things like knowing how much exposure that site gets to sun or shade, knowing its exposure to cold temperatures and heat, knowing with that site the soil texture. Do you have clay or do you have sandy clay or do you have sandy loam? What's the pH of the soil and where you're trying to grow things? What's the fertility needs of the soil? Does you have a soil that's basically tends to be low in potash or low in phosphorus or maybe low in nitrogen? And also, what are the moisture conditions? Is your site a really wet, poorly drained place? Or is it an extremely arid place? And also, what's been the history of weed problems? Has this place been a big thistle patch for 20 years? Or was it at one point in time a farmer's field that was graded and removed, and what you have left is soil that hasn't seen the light of day for 50 million years? And all those things kind of go into the recipe box to come up with a long-term plan. And anywhere along the way that you don't consider those things, you're going to end up with a situation where that plant is probably not, or those plants are not going to have much success. So it's important to realize that good smart gardening begins with understanding site conditions, plant requirements, and matching those things into the mix and in a collective way. And if I can help you today to figuring out what your plant mix is or what your plant selection mix should be, give us a call at 457-1290. We'll be happy to talk to you along the way this morning and talking about some of the fun things that can go. And also, we're going to talk a little bit later today as well in the next couple minutes before we go into the newsroom about the importance of proper planting. I hear this a lot from people where they say, Mark, you know, I planted this plant and you know, it just didn't do very well for me. And you sit there and you talk and you go a little bit further into the discussion. And the next thing you know, you find out that along the way that certain things didn't happen with site selection. But a lot of times plants that were improperly planted because of being planted too deep in the ball, in many cases perished because of the improper care that occurred. So the bottom line when you ever are planting a plant is making sure they have the right site, so the site conditions that will allow that plant the long-term ability to survive. But lastly is that the plant is installed properly. Trees that are planted improperly, meaning too deep in the soil or without their wire baskets removed, in most cases are not going to live very long. And that's an important point to say to all of you. And with that being said, it's important that all of you also realize that when you buy a tree or a shrub, it's important to inspect that root ball. And in many cases, that root ball may be too deep into the soil. So it's important that that gets altered or changed as well. 457-1290 is the number of the dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. We're also going to be doing another What Plant I Am today here after we get out of the garden. And I'm going to make sure that all of you also learn a little bit today about some pretty cool stuff that's going on in the world of gardening as well. That is a fun thing to do with your kids this time of year is a little bit of fall vegetable gardening. It's a really good time of the year to do that as well. 457-1290 is the number of the dial if you'd like to be part of this morning's broadcast. And I have a little bit of time today as well that we may also dig into the world of how to control weeds in your yard best, particularly with the fall season coming up, and how some of these herbicides that we typically would use in the spring may be better used in the summer, in the fall season versus the spring, and the potential for damage when it comes to our properties as well. 457-1290, and we're going to head off into the newsroom with an update on the region as well as the world on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 6:30. I'm Mary Word in our top story. Hurricane Harvey making landfall overnight, and officials are worried that flooding could be comparable to Hurricane Katrina.
More sunshine and pleasant temperatures in the forecast this weekend. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
This is a traffic red alert. The eastbound ramp from 70 to northbound 75 is closed after a semi rolled off the ramp this morning. The ramp will remain closed indefinitely as crews work to remove it from the roadway. Again, that's the eastbound ramp from 70 to northbound 75 that's closed. Also, there's currently roadwork on westbound 70 at State Route 201, and the left lanes are closed there as well. Our top story, Hurricane Harvey continuing to pummel the Texas coast. Flood-prone cities like Galveston, Corpus Christi, and Houston appear to be most likely to bear the brunt of the storm. Gulf Coast residents still have the devastation of Katrina on their mind, which Harvey has already been compared to.
They weren't saying that because it's that initial impact. It's being warned as that because this is going to be a storm that goes on for 4 or 5 days and just continues to rain and continues to rain and continues to rain until eventually there's nowhere for that water to go but up. And flooding is going to be a big issue with this one.
Meteorologist Adam Klotz of the Fox News Extreme Weather Center. Ohio Task Force One has 49 members who are in San Antonio, Texas, ready for the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey.
Everyone's just kind of waiting to respond to those initial emergencies. And then the FEMA teams, they are on standby to either help with those emergencies or help out with the flooding that's been predicted to happen over the next couple of days.
News Center 7's Gabrielle Enright from Texas. She tells us that many in the group are also trained for swift water rescues. The U.S. Pacific Command has revised its assessment of the latest North Korean missile launches, saying the first and third projectiles did not fail in flight. Pacific Command spokesman Commander Dave Benham says the two missiles flew about 155 miles. It said earlier that the third missile appears to have blown up immediately. The latest update brings it more closely in line with the South Korean military evaluation, which did not mention any missile failures. And now your exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast.
Lots of sunshine in the forecast for today and very nice temperatures. We're looking at a high around 77 degrees. For tonight, mainly clear skies. Overnight low down to 55. And for Sunday, more sunshine in the forecast. Temperatures warming up just a bit with a high around 81. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is still showing a few small areas of showers moving through Mercer and Auglaize counties. It's 53 degrees in Troy, 51 in Springfield, and 55 in Dayton at 633. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Mary Worden on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgood with Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. Richard, is it just me, or am I not seeing very many signs in yards these days?
No, it's not you. The total active homes for sale in the Miami Valley is down 25% over the same period last year.
Now, with the market being healthy, but inventory being as low as it is right now, what's that going to mean for someone who is looking to put their home on the market?
It's a great time to put your home on the market because sales prices are up over 7.5% right now.
But it's not simply a matter of putting a sign in someone's yard. What's it really take to sell someone's home and get the maximum value?
Well, you need somebody with a proven track record that's going to be able to provide you with a plan that's going to guarantee to get your home sold.
Well, he's sold more than 100 homes year after year after year. Get in touch with Richard Herbst at Keller Williams Hometown Realty today. Best way to do that?
Call me on my cell phone at 477-1411.
Your website?
TeamHerbst.com. That's TeamHerbst.com.
And the phone number again?
477-1411.
Welcome to the Life Plan Minute, 60 seconds of wisdom for your life and investments with Dan Hypes.
Dan, why do you like summer so much?
To me, summer has always been about creating lasting family memories.
You know, when I think about summer, I think about vacations, picnics, cookouts, and time together at the ballpark.
Right, but remember, even the fun events don't just happen. Somebody has to plan them.
That's a good point, Dan. You know, like your financial future, it doesn't just happen.
True. At Life Plan, we simplified the planning process to help you take action today to create the future you desire.
So call Dan Hypes and his team of fee-only financial advisors. Schedule an executive briefing at lifeplanfg.com today or call Life Plan at 937-438-8000.
Today's wisdom is brought to you by Life Plan Financial Group, 937-438-8000 or lifeplanfg.com. A fee-only advisor. When life happens, call Life Plan.
Hi folks, Pete Kasugi at 1309 Brandt Pike to tell you that now is the time to sow grass seed, and we have plenty of our famous green mat grass seed on hand. Sow this seed now and you'll be mowing in 5 to 6 weeks, no kidding. Remember that name, it's green mat grass seed, sold only at our store. It's also time to get the jump on fall and get those trees planted so they'll start spreading roots for a good start next year. And we have all your favorites like Cleveland pear, flowering cherry, flowering dogwoods, and crimson king maples, dwarf Japanese maples, and all kinds of other varieties. Don't forget our half-price tree bargains. Each week from now till November, we tag many trees for this sale. So come in and look for these clearance trees at half price. Come out to 1309 Brant Pike, and remember, we're open 7 days.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
You're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now it's time to go into the garden with Mark Weber, a weekly tip to help your garden grow.
They're called the Naked Ladies of the Garden. They're also known as Belladonna amaryllis. These beautiful lilies grow these green leafy shoots in the spring, and then all of a sudden the leaves go dormant. And then in late summer, nearly in August, these beautiful pink flowers arise on long stalks. You'll find these in heirloom gardens. You'll find these in older, dry places in the landscape. This plant was first introduced into cultivation in the 18th century and is a very well-known plant throughout most of the central United States, well into California, as well as in the East Coast. Its roots are originally from South Africa, and it's a plant that's been even naturalized and bred in Australia. The cool thing about naked ladies is that they bloom in the midst of the late summer when all seems to be lost and the garden seems to go to sleep. They're a great plant that naturalizes well into dry places and is easy to grow. And I would recommend a naked lady in my garden any day.
You've been Into the Garden with Mark Weber. Phone lines are open for your gardening questions. Call Mark now at 457-1290. Here's the gardening guru, Mark Weber, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number to dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. I have an open line for you, and we'll be happy to take your calls at 457-1290. And anything that's going on in your gardening world, we have an answer for you at 457-1290. Plus, coming up in about 5 minutes or so, we're going to go in the garden kitchen to do a little bit of Brussels sprouts. Do you like Brussels sprouts? I love Brussels sprouts. Love to hear what your thoughts are. 457-1290. Now we're going to do What Plant I Am. And producer, sir, do we have a prize or we don't have a prize?
I'm still going to take their information, so we're good to go.
We're good to go. Okay. We're going to be giving away a prize today, of which I am not sure. But we are going to give away a prize. So what plant I am today. So when you call 457-1290, remember that when you talk to our executive producer, it's important to realize that the answer that you give him is the only answer you're allowed to say on the air. So that's fair to everybody that's listening. I am a member of a family of plants called Caprifoliaceae. I am a cousin, ladies and gentlemen, to the honeysuckle. However, I am the sole member of my genus. I am endemic to China. My species was first discovered in 1907 by Ernest Wilson while collecting plants on behalf of the Arnold Arboretum. I am considered rare at the time of my collection because there's only nine populations of me known to remain in the wild to this day. In fact, I am considered to be a threatened species
in my native country. My species is now under second-class national protection in China. I am widely grown as an ornamental around the world, and I am a deciduous plant that becomes a small tree or a large shrub. My bark is unique on my trunk because it's papery and thin, light tan in color, and exfoliates into strips and sheets and will fall off. We call that exfoliating, by the way. So what plant am I? 457-1290. That's 457-1290. That will put you into the Master Control Studios where you may get your opportunity to win something. But what do you think I might be? What plant am I? 457-1290 is the number of the dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. There's an open line for you, and we would love to have you part of the program, and we would also give you love to give you a prize, of which we're not sure yet, but you are going to get a prize. So we'll be positive in that regard. 457-1290, 457-1290, and we'll be happy to get you on the air and see if you know what plant I am. Also, I want to talk a little bit today about some important things that you should be doing in and about the yard this time of year. Number one is, if you have not gotten your lawnmower blades sharpened and balanced since spring, it is a really good thing to do so. This time of year, because we have turned a bit dry, a dull mower blade leaves a very jagged cut in a grass blade and allows for that plant to dry out readily. So sharpen and balance the mower blades if you can, and do it quickly. Remember, mow your lawn high. Do not mow your lawn short. A very thick, full lawn is going to have a lot more protection against dryness, and also a very much important, it's going to give also more insulation against weeds. If you cut your lawn too short, you risk damaging that crown of the grass plant. So just keep that in mind as well. 457-1290 is the number of the dial. Also, we would like to talk to all of you today if you've got a gardening question about what's ever going on in your gardening world. And Ryan, let's go into the garden kitchen, if we may, sir.
You're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now it's time to go into the garden kitchen with Mark Weber, a weekly tip to improve your kitchen table.
This week's In the Garden Kitchen is Brussels sprouts. They belong to the cabbage family. They're a green leafy vegetable that typically grows to the diameter of about 0.98 to 1.6 inches in diameter. And it's harvested once the plant is exposed to colder temperatures. Brussels sprouts, ladies and gentlemen, are an excellent source of vitamin C and vitamin K and more moderate amounts of vitamin B. What's interesting about Brussels sprouts is they are very, very directly related to the vegetable broccoli. And what's interesting is as you cook them, it reduces their tartness and also causes them to taste a lot better. Brussels sprouts are known to be great for us to eat because they provide an important vitamin called K. And you most commonly can eat Brussels sprouts off the stalk, or typically cook them or boil them or fry them. And this week's In the Garden Kitchen is Brussels sprouts.
You've been into the Garden Kitchen with Mark Weber. Phone lines are open for your questions now. 457-1290. Here's the gardening guru, Mark Weber, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial, and we're going to head into the newsroom for a red alert. And we'll be right back with more Garden Talk after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is a traffic red alert. The eastbound ramp from 70 to northbound 75 is closed after a semi rolled off the ramp this morning. The ramp will remain closed indefinitely as crews work to remove that semi from the roadway. Again, that's the eastbound ramp from 70 to northbound 75. That ramp is closed. I'm Mary Worden on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you know that you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-696-5524. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. 1-800-696-5524. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now. 1-800-696-5524. That's 1-800-696-5524.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. Summer is slipping away, but you've still got time to make your house look great and protect it from the worst that winter can throw your way. I'm talking about making the call today to my friends at University Painters. Call University Painters, call Chris at 630-3800 and get your free estimate and get on the schedule this fall before space fills up. You know, the pros at University of Painters have done such a wonderful job at my house, outside, inside, even my man cave basement. I will never pick up a paintbrush again. Instead, I will always pick up the phone and call University Painters whenever I need any painting done. You need to call today, 630-3800, and get on the fall schedule and also take advantage of 50% off all paint and materials. Call University Painters today at 630-3800 because space is filling up fast. You can also go online, universitypainters.com. Call today, 630-3800.
What freedoms will you enjoy today?
You'll come and go.
Play or pray.
Anywhere you wish.
Freedoms we take for granted.
Paid for by those who serve.
Sacrificing time from their families.
Putting their lives on the line.
Protecting people they may never know.
People like you and me.
Heroes, every one of them.
We believe it's time to say thank you.
And honor these heroes at CJS.
While CJS means yes.
Most of the time.
For those who serve.
CJS means thank you.
Indeed.
Introducing the CJS Heroes Club.
Just like our CJS Yes Club.
Except our Heroes Club is free
to our military, active or retired,
and first responders,
police, firemen, EMTs.
You made us a priority.
Now you're our priority.
You get priority service response,
2 annual precision tune-ups,
discount on repairs,
discounts on system upgrades,
and 100% satisfaction guarantee,
all included in the CJS Heroes Club.
Membership is free.
Your service is payment enough.
She's Val.
He's Jim.
Together we're CJS.
Heatingandair.com.
Celebrate your special event in a relaxing and beautiful outdoor setting. Rent a Five Rivers Metro Park shelter for your exclusive use at metroparks.org/reservations. Five Rivers Metro Park shelters are great for birthday parties, picnics, family reunions, and more. Shelters come with tables and grills and are near park activities such as hiking, fishing, bird watching, paddling, and cycling. Rent your Five Rivers Metro Park shelter now at metroparks.org/reservations.
Interested in training to become a certified peace officer? Greene County Career Center's Affordable Peace Officer Basic Training Program can prepare you for the state certification exam. Recent graduates have found employment with area police departments, sheriff's departments, universities and hospitals, and park and wildlife divisions. Call Greene County Career Center at 372-6941. Financial aid assistance available for those who qualify. Academies begin in September and December. Call 372-6941. 372-6941.
If you're satisfied with the money your business is making, then ignore the following announcement. But if you're ready to take your business to the next level, you must attend MediaWorks 2017, presented by Cox Media Group Ohio. We'll show you how multi-platform advertising can help grow your business. This is one of the biggest opportunities ever for advertisers. September 18th through the 22nd at CMG Ohio. Space is limited. Register now at ohiomediaworks.com/1 or text CMG to 47-464.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now on Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement. Plus, learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
When you look at your trees, do you see dead or hanging branches? Are leaves turning yellow or falling off? If your trees don't look healthy, or if you're worried that they may be unsafe, call the tree care professionals at Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated tree care company staffed with ISA-certified arborists serving Greater Dayton. Visit their website at arbor-experts.com or call them at 937-233-4118. That's Arbor Experts at 233-4118.
Keeping your family safe. Our Storm Center 7 team of meteorologists bring you the information you need to know around the clock 24/7. Depend on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Lots of sunshine in the forecast for today and very nice temperatures. We're looking at a high around 77 degrees. For tonight, mainly clear skies, overnight low down to 55, and for Sunday, more sunshine in the forecast, temperatures warming up just a bit with a high around 81. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar is clear. We're resting at the delightful 55 degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. We have an open line for you. Excuse me. If you would like to join the program, we would love to have you part of today's program. 457-1290, and I would love to help you along the way with your gardening challenges. I want to also talk a little bit this morning about the importance of proper tree inspections, and what we mean by proper tree inspections are, unfortunately, in some of the world that I live with things, sometimes people are kind of misguided with the advice that they may or may not get from professionals. Professional advice begins with a greens professional that is properly educated, certified, and qualified to make recommendations. And it's important to realize that people who work in the industry can and cannot be that way. There's no requiring body in the state of Ohio that requires a person to be licensed in arboriculture or licensed in horticulture or licensed to be in practice. And I want to talk a little bit about why this is important for you as a consumer, because many times you folks may or may not think that someone has the knowledge and the expertise. When it really comes right down to it, they probably don't. So we want to work with folks who have the education. Education can come from a college. The education can come from certification. And there are certifications and other qualifications that you can ascertain in our industry to become a very good qualified person to be giving advice about your yard, garden, and landscape. In the case of arborists, we have certified arborists. In the case of landscaping professionals, we have certified landscaping technicians. We also have certified garden center technicians. And one of the things that should guide you when you're making decisions about who you want to work with your property, or who you want to best advise you regarding how you want to maintain your property, should be that person's qualifications. And if they claim to be a certified arborist, ask for their certification number. If you want to ask if I'm a certified arborist, yes, I'm a board certified master arborist, and my number is 0824B. And you can go to the website treesaregood.org. That's treesaregood.org. And actually type in my certification number and I'll show up. So that means that I'm telling you the truth. Unfortunately, there are people who run around and claim that they are something that they're not. And if they can't give you their certification number or a copy of their card for that certification, then it is more likely than not that they're not telling you the truth. And unfortunately, that sometimes is the case. So that's important to always verify that, particularly if it's a person you've never worked with before. Be sure that you verify their credentials and certifications as well as their education. If they claim that they held degrees, ask them for copies of their diploma. I know that sounds wild, but you would be amazed how many people claim things that they don't. And unfortunately, that usually means that there's a misrepresentation somewhere along the way. Remember, your plants and trees and your lawn and your landscape adds a significant amount of value to your property, and it costs a lot of money to fix it once it's been ruined. So be sure to follow the guidelines that the standards and the science pretty much dictate you do. 457-1290. You know, I also want to hit on a little bit next hour. Rich Pearson will be joining us, and we're going to talk about some interesting topics. But the importance of proper applications of herbicides. And next half hour, we're going to talk about how fall, and that's beginning now, is a really good time to be controlling weed problems in your lawn and how it has a very limited effect on trees. Unfortunately, I will tell you, every week I see trees damaged related to lawn-applied herbicides, and much of which can be foreseeably stopped if the herbicides are applied properly, and more so even if they're applied in the fall, because you don't get the uptake issues like we do if they're spring or summer applied. So we'll talk a little bit about that issue next half hour of Garden Talk. Also be taking your calls at 457-1290 and continue with what plant I am. And speaking of which, let's go talk to Barb. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I am well. I think half of the world must be asleep this morning.
It's okay.
Barb, I'm going to tell you what plant I am, and you tell me what you think I might be, okay?
Okay.
I am a member of the Caprifoliaceae family. I am a cousin to honeysuckle. However, I am a member of my own genus that's endemic to China. The species was discovered in 1907 by Ernest Wilson. What's interesting also about me is that I am under protection in China because I'm actually an endangered species. What makes me so unique is I am a deciduous plant that's large, can be a large shrub or a small tree, and my bark of my trunk is papery and thin and light tan in color and exfoliates and strips off like sheets of paper. Ma'am, what plant am I?
I'm thinking it would be the jade plant.
Unfortunately, you're not correct. But thanks for the call, and I hope you have a good day, Barb.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. 457-1290. What plant do you think I may be, folks? It's a good question, right? Well, next hour of Garden Talk, we'll continue with that question and figure out what plant I am. Also taking your calls at 457-1290, giving you those updates along the way. And much more. During the week, folks, you can always reach me at area code 937-835-3381. And more Garden Talk after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios. WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.